How did I get on? Maybe I'll do this in another video. Alright, let's say here. We're already here.
Alright. Alright, well, hi, I am Karen. Today I'm going to be talking about the struggles of being Christian, my experience with the struggle of being Christian, and yeah, just dealing, going through. Not over, but through. Sometimes you got to go through the valley for you to see yourself. You got to be in a deep place for you to really, really, really see yourself and have a breakthrough.
I just want y'all to keep this in mind because I am one opinionated person. That's why I'm on YouTube. But I'm also always open to opinions and criticism. But you get on here talking sideways to me, like, rude as all get out, knowing that you wouldn't say that to me in my face unless, you know, you wanted to square up. Hey, I shouldn't say that. That's not Christian-like, is it? But you get my point. You wouldn't say it in my face. So why say it on YouTube? That's the thing that cracks me up about YouTube is half the people who talk trash, you would not dare talk that trash to somebody in the face because one, you may get a freaking beat down of your life. That's one. Two, you may get ignored anyway. They'll probably look at you, know their life is worth more than your little 2 cents. Don't be an a-hole. It doesn't pay to be an a-hole in life. And even if somebody's being an a-hole, man, I swear, man, it's like you get tested to not say stuff to people even though you want to curse them out, even though you stop cursing. And you might want to smack the crap out of them, even though you like to not be that person and become the person maybe you used to be. So the temptations, I feel like, are always going to be there. The question is, are you going to react in the moment or are you going to respond in the moment? I swear that's like the toughest thing, like, honestly. But yeah, the more and more you practice, you get better. But even then, it's like you think you get better and then an incident happens. I'm just speaking from personal experience. An incident happens and then you just totally lose your cool. So what I'm trying to say is those out there, whether you're Christian or you're not, maybe working on yourself. Maybe you're working on yourself. Maybe you're working on trying to better yourself and how you respond to people, not getting angry so much. And you learn to ignore the BS, ignore people and the crap they say, or the crap they text you, or the crap they post on social media about you or to you, wherever. Yeah, man, it's a struggle. It's tough. But you know what's funny? God never said it was gonna be easy. There's no real talk. You think your life is full of struggles? Read the Bible.
Look at David. Look at Joseph. They had nothing but struggles after struggles after struggles. Man, if that was some of us, we would have killed ourselves by now. Let's just keep it real. You would have probably committed suicide so you can jump out of the crap that you were experiencing. And I think that's the beauty of reading the Bible. You think you're alone. You think that you're the only person that's going through some stuff. I promise you, you know what? I'm gonna just say this right now. If you're depressed, if you feel messed up about life right now, you just feel like too many things are hitting you one after the other, you just can't take it, and you want to do what's right, but like all this crap keep happening to you that just makes you just want to just give up. I don't know why people think because you can become Christian that all of a sudden all these things stop. No, they don't stop. It's called character building. And let's just be real, these experiences are character builders. And just when you think you have overcome a certain area, and it's like, bam! You realize, nah, my friend. No, you did not overcome that. No, you didn't. And let's go back to the drawing board and reevaluate what it is that's going on here, what you did. Let's study it. Let's figure out. Let's try not to lose any more sleep over it. Let's try to forgive yourself and the other person. Let's try not to, you know, we don't need to stress because we don't need to lose no hair. Let's just be real. We don't need to have no extra wrinkles or heart palpitations. And this is just, it's something you're not ever going to stop working on yourself. There's always going to be some part of you, there's something that's wrong, not even wrong, but there's something that needs adjusting. There's some kind of thinking that needs adjusting. There's some kind of ego that needs adjusting. There's some kind of pride that needs adjusting. There's some kind of sin that needs adjusting. Yeah, you still have to adjust your sin. Just because you're Christian don't mean you can continue doing the stuff you were doing before you became one, or before you realized, hey, I need to take it more seriously, or whatever it is you're doing. That includes drinking, sex, whatever you're doing, not forgiving, holding on to resentment, hating somebody's guts. Oh, you're never going to forgive them because they did you so wrong. Yeah, keep it up. Yeah, it's just no one ever, it never stated anywhere in the Bible that we were not going to have struggles. Never. If Jesus went through what he went through, what make you think you're going to escape life and not be beat by life, not bleed from the things that you experience in life? What makes you think you're not gonna go through that? The question is, who are you going to be when you get hit? When you get keep getting struck down, keep getting beat down to the point that you can't take it anymore and it makes you break and cry and finally break down and start talking to God? But half the time, that's what we're missing. We go through all this stuff, even though we pray to him, we're not letting it go. We keep going until we keep getting hit, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it makes you slow down to the point where you have to spend time with God. You have to talk to him now. I mean, have a real conversation. I'm not talking about the one where you just ask him for stuff. I'm talking about the one where you really have a conversation with him and telling me, no, I can't take this. Like, I know you say that you would never give me more than I can handle, but what the hell, what are you preparing me for? Because man, this feels like too much. It does. It feels like too much, and I don't know if I can take it. I don't know how much more of it I can take. Please give me some peace about it. Give me some understanding. Give me your understanding about it. Your wisdom how to deal with the situation. Because clearly the way I handled it was not very Christian-like. Yeah, help me do better. Because you know what? I thought I was doing better, and clearly I'm not. Yeah, and those are the real conversations that we know we avoid even having ourselves, because we'll probably make up all kind of excuses. Well, they came at me. Well, I'm just tired of this. You know what? I'm just tired of it. You know what? They had it coming. You know what? You mess with me and this is what you get. You know what I mean? What somebody said, you mess with a bull, you get the horns. Or this is me. This is who I am. And at some point, you're going to have to let go of everything you think you are. There's no way to come out of your situation until you start keeping it real with yourself and keeping it real with God. Because God already knows what the deal is. He already knew who we were and the phases that we're going to be in our life and what we're going to do. The question is, are we going to keep it real with ourselves? So yeah, how did I get into this video with this? I have no clue. So maybe I want to call it something else. I'm going to call it The Struggle of Being Christian. I guess I got another series. I need to write these down. And this is the other thing that bugs the crap out of me, man. I just like going on other YouTube videos. Like the one in particular, actually, it was the Carly Bible one. When she was coming out with all her jewelry, and that really bugged me to see other Christians going on there and saying, oh, Carly, something about she should know better, she should be doing better. She never said she was Christian. So if that what she wants to share on there, she's allowed to. If that's what she wants to promote, she's allowed to, because she never once said she was. She may have a kind heart. There's a lot of other spiritual practices that do very, very similar things to Christianity. And please don't come at me on my channel with that. I already know. I'm not going to go into that, but I already know. So pipe down. Or make an acceptance or whatever for other spirituality or whatever you want to call it, religious, I already know. But what I am saying is, you don't bring people closer to becoming Christian when you badger them. And never once they said they were Christian. So I saw that and that really troubled me. And because I was like, she never once said she's Christian. She promotes a lot of positivity on her channel. She promotes a lot of with the positive quotes in the beginning of her video, which I love. When I saw her video, that was one of the things that inspired me to start putting positive quotes and scriptures in front of my video. And that was like from years ago. I love quotes. I love them. Just do. Anyway, so I guess, what was I going with that? Oh, I guess what I'm trying to go with this is, if you're Christian and you really feel some kind of way about what somebody else is posting and it's not Christian, pray for them if that's how you feel. Pray for them to come to see God in their life. But other than that, you can't go badgering them. They're not Christian. Now, please don't get it twisted. There are parts in the Bible that talks about a community correcting people, whoever it is that's straying away, to correct them. So all you people who be talking about, don't judge me, blah, blah, blah. If you're being correct rejected by somebody that knows you and loves you. And your comeback is, yo, don't judge me. Only God can judge me. No, my friend, that's not how that works. Anyway, that's another video. Another time. Those are people who try to run from accountability. Get it together. All right? Anyway, and I can say that. I can. That's enough for this video. If you enjoyed this video, definitely make sure to go ahead and give it a thumbs up. Let other people out there who's struggling to be Christian find this video. Real talk. Thank you for watching. Bye.